going to be in your heads, you're all going to want to learn.
Yeah. Gather around and hear a tale that seldom has been told about a theme park podcast that is burly, brash, and bold. Now, it ain't like the other shows. It fills a special niche. So grab a beer and we'll tell you how they made that some bit.
Now, there once lived a giant in the hills of Tennessee. Went down to Knoebels for a coaster ride or three.
Evans later got to talking and chose to form a team, make themselves a podcast, and live out all their dreams. They called it
Ride This One, Baby, Ride This One.
They got some big old wieners, and they're looking for a couple buns. Visit lots of theme parks and hang out in the sun.
Sun.
Ride This One, Baby, Ride This One.
Slater said the show's too straight, we need another gay. So they caught themselves a Gare Bear down in California, eh? At this point, they're doing well and feeling kind of lucky. They thought, what the hell, we might as well just add ourselves a ducky. They called it
Ride This One, Baby, Ride This One.
They got some big old wieners, and they're looking for a couple buns. Find some dudes on Grindr and have a little fun.
Fun.
Ride this one, baby, ride this one.
Now, Goliath weren't the only giant living in them hills. There also was another man who loved himself some thrills. He was big and strong and tattooed up. He seemed a perfect fit. His name is Muckle Daddy, and he's scarier than shit. They called it
Ride This One, Baby, Ride This One. They got some big old wieners, and they're looking for a couple buns.
Hanging out with Jordan and showing off them guns.
Guns.
Ride This One, Baby, Ride This One.
Well, a podcast can be tiring, and they knew they couldn't quit. So they called on all their coaster friends to write up all their shit. And they got a ton of listeners. Mike plugs them every show. And now you know the fabled tale of RT fucking O.
They called it Ride This One, Baby, Ride This One.
They got some big old
wieners, and they look for a couple buns.
Step aside, oh, in the loop, you know they're number one.
One.
Ride This One, Baby, Ride This One.
Thank you.
Ride This One.
That's awesome.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Chug.
Oh, that's a happy face.
Is it sweet?
That is a happy face.
We are corrupting children.
And for the first time, live from Holiday World-ish, Camp Rudolph.
Yes, Camp Rudolph.
It is Ride This One Podcast, episode 49.
Whoa.
Are you sure?
I am sure. This time? Okay. I'm sure.
48 more than I thought they'd get.
Yeah.
We thank you. Thank you for your support.
Thank you very, very much. So, it's exciting. I do want to start with a little bit of sad news right at the top of this show.
Oh, no.
And I don't
very
normally,
sad.
I don't, it's very, very sad.
Everyone, the voyage is overrated.
Oh, okay.
That's the sad
Roll them
news.
Out. Roll them out. Wait a second. I need these two little boys to cover their ears real quick. Just cover your ears.
Cover your ears. I'll get them.
Go fuck yourself. So, we do have children here this time. It's not our fault. They're not ours.
My bad.
And before I get the sad news.
That's not the only thing we have.
It's not the only thing we have.
We have a throwback.
Well, there's gonorrhea, but that's not what we're talking about.
Pataki doesn't have it.
Yeah.
He does.
The night's not over.
All right, he doesn't have it. We have someone else here who hasn't been here in a while because he's a sad, sad bitch, but it's okay. Hey, Gare Bear!
Hey!
Welcome. What do you have to say?
I told you I'd last longer than two seasons.
Does it count if you're gone for half of one of
them? Yeah, I don't know.
It does now. God damn it.
I don't know.
So cheers to RTO.
Woo! Okay, so the sad news is... Everybody knows Paula of Holiday World.
Mm-hmm. Mama.
She's retiring.
Yes. Aww. No more Kentucky
Rumblers.
This is her last year.
Oh, no more Kentucky Rumblers in the parking lot. It's really so just a sad, sad day.
It's the one experience I didn't get today.
Really?
Yeah.
I did it like three times. It's not even my type.
Those usually happen at the after party anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's where we are. That's where we are. We're at the after party.
This is
we're not really going to cover much news.
No.
Other than we're going to go around. We're going to find out about everyone's experience at Holiday World for this event. And then I want everyone to give Paula a sincere farewell after they're done, okay? That's kind of my goal. Now, there's some people who are lazy assholes who have to leave earlier. Mm-hmm. So, Beard Man, you're first.
Of In the Loop.
So, all right. Of In the Loop. Yes. So come
I guess
up here.
Whatever
get,
it is that I'm like the mediator between all things podcast.
Yeah. Come closer. Yeah. Yep, come closer and give us a good time.
All right. What's up, RTO Land? This is the Beard Man.
What's up, Beard Man?
What's up, man?
Beard Man.
Beardy Beard.
So what am I doing? I'm just talking about.
Yeah. How was Hollywood Nights? What was the best ride for you? What went down?
Okay. So this is my fourth Hollywood Nights. And every year, there's usually one ride that is running better relative to how it normally runs than the other rides.
His name is Slater.
and this year, it was definitely Voyage.
Oh, my gosh.
Voyage was running faster than ever this
Voyage
year.
Voyage was running like it was broken, but in a good way.
Even whenever they had the mid-course on during the day. We had by far the best day rides I've ever had on that ride.
That thing hauls ass through the second half.
Oh, yeah. It's
And then you get to the third part.
You know, I know this is hard to believe, but I have never been more excited to see so much new wood in my life.
Oh, yeah. So last year they did 900 feet. Of retracking from basically the mid-course to most of the way through the return run. And then this year, they retracked the rest of it all the way up until the last turn that goes up into the break run. And I don't know what else they did, but, I mean, it's faster. It's significantly faster,
it's
and everybody
so
noticed.
So much faster, and it is incredible.
But, I mean, in addition to that, all the other rides were running fantastic as well. I mean, in terms of day rides, I think I probably had my best day rides on all of the Holiday World coasters this year.
Excellent.
The other thing that we had this year that we have had issues with the last couple years is good weather.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We've
so,
had great weather.
Normally it's, you know, hot, like in the 90s, but it's also normally very humid. Which basically makes walking around the event like you're walking around in a sauna. This year it was a little cooler, and it was drier, so it was actually a lot more comfortable.
And so that means the crotch areas were cooler and drier.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Was it? I don't know about that.
I didn't expect you, Slater, so I'm not sure.
You know, okay, and obviously everyone heard, you didn't say your farewell.
Oh, yes. Farewell, Paula. We will miss you. You've done lots and lots of great things to promote Holiday World, and you know.
Why are you giving the finger to the microphone while you say that?
That's insincere.
That seems so rude, dear man. All right. Well,
we love you, Paula. We're gonna miss you.
And we all know Paula's gonna be listening to this episode. So
yes, actually, she very much so will be. Hi, Paula. And you know, everybody knows that voice. It is the wonderful Adam Breckner. And being the responsible parent that he is.
His kids are currently
He has two kids. Could you all give your ages real quick?
All
right, give your names and how old you are. So, into the mic.
For Child Protective Services.
Yes. I am Thank you. Andrew Breckner, and I'm like 28 now.
You're like
28?
Wow. Well, that's embarrassing.
That ID says McLovin.
Yeah. He's practicing because he's doing keg stands at Free RT in a couple weeks.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, that we opened it the show with us yelling chug to them as they are chugging down sugar.
Okay.
Lots of sugar. Sugar.
So that white powder is sugar is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we call it. There's another small child. So why don't you come around here real quick?
Yeah. Yep.
You that might as well be cocaine for him.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Jeez Louise. All right. What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Alex and I am 30 years old.
Oh. Wow. Outdid his brother. Okay.
You know what? These kids are freaking liars.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's hard for me to swear around little kids, and I adore them.
Well, they are your god kids, so
They are my god kids. I don't know how that happened. I had Okay, it had more to do with them coming into being than you want to know.
do I want to know?
Your wife knows. so, and of course, we have Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Adam.
Crazy.
He is the gayest straight man I know. I
yes!
love
him. Honorary gay man. Yeah. Yes!
All right, guys. So everyone knows you as Theme Park Families on now the most, the least family friendly of all podcasts. So tell us, how was your time at Holiday World?
Well, incredible as always. I think the problem for us is, and I think a lot of others here experience this as well, our family is getting so big that the problem is, it's hard to hang out with everyone.
Yeah.
Especially those who are sleeping for 10 hours during the event because they're so tired from not sleeping the night before. So it's hard to, like, see everyone. And that's the biggest problem here. But the event is amazing. The rides are riding better than they ever have. And it's always just such an amazing place. And why we drive 11 and a half hours to get to a place like this in the middle of cornfields in Indiana.
So what's the question? What was the best ride during this event this year? Because you never know what's going to be the best. It changes every year based on tracking, weather.
Well, for you, bud,
there's no question. It's like, it's definitely Voyage. I mean, the others are good, but nothing like a night ride on Voyage.
This is why your parents didn't abort you. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. They have good tastes. They have good tastes. Oh. Alex, what about you, bud? What was the best ride, little man?
Well, that's embarrassing.
Exactly. What was going on? Sugar. What's that?
Voyage.
Yes, good answer.
Good answer.
Yep.
And of course, tell us, how do you really feel about Paula leaving us?
Well, you know what? We were two episodes in, and we contacted Paula the first time we came here 2 years ago. Two episodes we had done, and we asked Paula, you know, we would love to do an interview, talk to you guys. And Lauren, Leah, Matt, and Paula, we got an interview with all four of them for our third episode ever. And how cool is that? The CEO, head of communications, the owners of the park to say, yeah, we don't know you. We've never met you. You've done two episodes, and we'll give you a full-on interview that took a half hour.
Well, they
and
didn't that just make that mistake with me.
No, they didn't.
That's
We've
shocking.
Been asking for them.
So. I sent a giant box of toys.
Yeah. Yeah. Like duckies? Like rubber duckies now. Kind
yes,
of stuff?
Lots
sure.
Of
rubber duckies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Vibrating duckies.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen a ducky look like that, but okay.
I saw this ducky look like that. Yeah.
So you're saying bunny rabbits. You see more of that kind of animal.
Dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yes.
Very, very popular.
What about ducks?
Yes.
Ducks.
Yes.
Ducks. Yeah, you're right, ducks.
So,
yeah.
But in all seriousness, she's such a pioneer. What she started in theme parks, the first blog ever, the first podcast ever for a theme park, and all that she's done. Just what we heard about the all the things she did with the Voyage teasers and all that. You know, cutting up strips of papers to put it into the paste it together to make it a blueprint. That's nuts. The stuff.
No. That was a ransom letter. Yeah. that's another story.
Uh-huh. But, right. Yeah, pretty impressive. So,
well, thank you.
Our pleasure.
Glad to have you here.
So cool to be able to hang out.
You and your kids.
Wait,
podcast.
And what time is it right now?
Oh.
What time of day is it?
1:19 Central Time.
Okay,
it's 1:19. These two guys have been up since 8 o'clock riding coasters all day long, and they're here doing this stuff, sucking sugar down as fast as they possibly can with this long hose. This is nuts. So I don't know too many 10 and 8-year-olds who'd be able to do this. So
find a good rehab
I'm lucky.
Now.
Yeah. Be ready.
Major therapy.
Good luck on the ride home.
Holy cow. Hopefully they'll pass out.
Hopefully we'll sleep for most.
You guys have eaten a garden hose worth of sugar.
It is.
It really is.
It looks
and this
like
is the one
hose.
Thing that's actually not my fault. I didn't eat it, so, yeah. All right, who do we got up next? Let's keep this moving.
We've got Alex and Ariel. Right. Welcome.
Ariel?
Ariel!
Oh, my God!
Whoa. Yeah, she's actually here.
Ariel.
How long have we watched? This is... Episode 49.
But you know what? Screw this bitch. Because here's the thing. And don't ever call a woman that, children.
Female dog.
Don't be mean. She stopped listening to our show.
Because I got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
Okay, it's a mistake to listen to a bunch of gay men. Like, that's going to help you get
excuse
a boyfriend.
Me.
I got
excuse
busy.
Me.
Yeah.
No, you got
details.
No,
really?
busy at McDonald's. All right, guys. So how was Holiday World? How was it?
It was good.
It's the standard for coaster events, I'd say. If you want a good coaster event, other parks should look to here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we just talked about Paula. I mean, I remember Paula back in the days of when I volunteered for ACE events, for the crazy winter ones when I was, like, super nerd. And, I mean, that was, like, back to 2000. And just the warmth and welcoming that park did all of the time, and her, and just everything that she would do, and it's always been nice. And to the fact that it's going to be weird next year.
It will be.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yep.
What was the best ride for you all?
I liked Voyage more this year. When I came 2 years ago, Legend was my favorite, and this year I just want to keep riding Voyage.
Yeah,
I liked Legend a lot better last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You all were wrong.
Yeah.
It's okay. I can respect you now. People change, except for our president.
We learned.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Edit.
Yeah, we're
not a political podcast. I've heard that
deep
before.
In Indiana, you got to watch your tongue out here.
Yeah.
Watch your tongue about our Lord and Savior Trump.
So we our next guest down the line here, we have the infamous Uncle Kevin as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Randy Ray Racer.
Yeah. I know stock's been a little low lately, but we got two blondes in here right now.
Okay.
You need to rent a kid. We got them. They're jacked up on sugar and ready to go.
I actually wanted to dispute that. I needed your kitty rental services the other day at Kings Island. They would not let me on the Great Pumpkin Coaster.
Okay, first thing, you have to be using them for roller coasters, and don't lie. You were trying to take them to the restroom for some reason.
Okay, well, I thought you could get that as an extra package.
Okay, they don't count as credits, despite what you're. Now, before anything, every time I go to Hollywood Nights with you, the first thing I ever think when I see you is Indiana tree trunk thighs. So please explain to everyone, how did that come to be and what is it?
There's a phenomenon in this beautiful state of Indiana in which the circumference of a woman's legs is the same at the ankles as it is in the thigh. Now before you get disgusted, we're not talking about cankles.
I was going to ask. This sounds like the definition of a classic cankle.
We're talking about some corn-fed beauties.
We're talking about you, Lauren and Leah.
Edit.
That will never get edited.
We don't edit the show anymore.
We don't.
Anything goes now.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, he would climb those tree trunks. Many things. Many things have been said. And now his face is full of regret. But don't worry, he was talking about Paula. So
yeah, back to Paula.
Yeah. So what was the best ride for you?
I'll say this year all three of them were running crazy, crazy fast. Everything was butter smooth. Definitely Voyage, I think, takes the cake this year. Mm-hmm. But I have really fallen in love with Raven, I feel like, over the past 2 years.
It was running really good.
So yeah, I got the most rides on Raven, I would say.
And that was actually our Ride This One takeover.
Yep.
We took over the entire train except for one person. Skipper? He's sitting up front looking at us as we're yelling, RT, Ride This One.
Yeah, he was a very despondent young man.
Yes.
And then, you know, everyone cheered for the Raiders on the way down.
Classic.
Well,
Goliath woke up from the dream.
Then Goliath woke up.
The little guy in the front seat that wasn't part of the RTO crowd rode the entire lift hall with his face in his hands, like, what the hell?
That's what you get riding a train with us.
That
I mean,
that's that right. Is no lie.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I apologize for molesting him. Gosh,
he even can do that enough.
So, obviously, you're one of our favorite people.
We're picking favorites now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all based on what's in the pants, and he normally has beer. So,
beer and other things. I mean,
Puff Puff Pass.
That's right.
So, what do you have to say to Paula?
Oh, Paula. We go back so far.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know. Paula, I think Paula has done what many part PR people have failed to do, which is really, really, truly embrace the enthusiast community.
Yeah.
You have, you know, there's events, and the events almost seem at a lot of parks like an afterthought. They seem like something that they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that they want to do, something that they celebrate. They're proud of their park. Paula's always been proud of the park. She's always communicated with the fans and made everything fun for everyone. And we're going to miss her. I think she set a new standard for how you treat fans in the coaster community and how you conduct events. And she's the greatest. We're going to miss her. I don't know who the hell's going to replace her. Definitely not Eric Rentz.
Yeah, fuck you, Eric.
Who?
Who? Who's that fat?
Yeah.
So it makes no sense not to follow up you with the unfunny Wilson bro.
Ouch.
Here we go. Hey, wait, no, that's self-labeled. That's a self-title. That's not you.
He calls himself that.
Yeah.
So if I'm the little Smokey of the Wilson brothers, here's the Hickory Farms.
Yeah.
Dulcet tones coming
good,
in.
Good.
Dulcet tones coming
okay.
in.
I want to talk a little bit about the first time I met Tim that I remembered. Apparently I met him at Kentucky Kingdom and I was a total ass.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Who are these nerds? Gross.
As opposed to, you know,
no.
any other time.
The second time I met him was at Knoebels and he had a full on beard.
Full on.
And first thing I thought is DILF. Oh my god. DILF. I was so attracted to him, and of course he's painfully heterosexual and autistic.
Yes. Yeah.
He's on the spectrum. That's the right.
I am so horrible to you. Tim's one of my favorite people because I can say what I want. I know he's never gonna punch me.
No, never.
But okay, so how long have you been doing this event? Both of you, you've been coming the same amount of
time. This is our third year. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was the best ride for you?
Well, Voyage is the best ride. I think that's goes without saying, but I really love the Legend. That's my favorite roller coaster here, and I stand by that. And it was running great this year. Last year was a little disappointed in it, but it was running fantastic this year.
And I think everyone agrees the best part of the Legend is that oh shit hill that you're not expecting.
So
yeah,
good.
That was insane.
Yeah.
So good.
And I love the theme of it too. So as a horror podcast host,
give the plug.
Yes.
If I may shamelessly plug my own podcast.
Ding.
Yeah, we are. Brian and I are hosts of the Civil Gore podcast, and we do a horror movie podcast.
Yeah.
We talk about movies, we talk about beer, and we have a good time. And
they're very popular with, like, porn stars.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what episode number did you just have?
We just celebrated episode number 100.
Yes. Hey, wow. Congratulations.
We worked just a little bit harder than Ride This One in terms little. Of putting out episodes.
It's not hard to do at this point.
It's all good.
Okay, but to be fair, we are way more intoxicated than you are half
yes,
the time.
Yes, that is true. So. That is true.
Very true.
Okay, and
what?
How do you feel about us having to leave Paula behind? Well, that makes it sound
well,
like she's dead.
She's dead to us. She's leaving us. She's abandoning us. Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like most women, they leave you.
Exactly.
Hey. Yeah, but you're desperate.
It's brutal.
I am not as intimate with Paula as Slater is.
Not as many others.
Yeah.
He just can't admit that because his wife would literally cut his balls off.
No, but I don't know her personally, but she seems like a lovely woman, and I very much enjoyed her on the Ho'opo'o podcast. So, yes, I think we will miss her, and I definitely respect everything she's done for the enthusiast community.
Awesome. Right. Well, thank you.
All right.
So, next up, we're going to have actually two guys coming together. One of them.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. One of them is actually going to be on our next episode, so you're going to hear a little more from him. But we've got Brinks and his boy toy, Dan.
Yes.
What's up?
How's it going?
Is he really a toy or more like a broken down tractor?
Both.
That's a certain kind of people's
toy.
That's
how a Randy Ray Rayford porn starts.
Okay, still, every good porn starts.
He'll still plow your fields.
And that's all there is to do around here. We're in the middle of fucking fields.
Yes, that is true.
Pretty I feel much, so yeah. bad. Like I know these kids hear so much worse on the school bus.
And they're the ones doing it.
It's true. Their mom would not let them cuss on the show, but here's your chance, kids. Yell them.
Whatever you want.
Yell them.
Yeah.
Ah,
oh,
shit!
Oh.
Good job.
What?
You'll do it?
Get over here. Come on. Come on. Come yell whatever you want. I'll let it happen.
You can say poop.
Yeah.
Oh. Farts.
So you're full of poop. I know that much. Stop pooping in my car. Seriously. Stop it. Okay.
I can't help it with the amount of shit.
I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted by the kids. We have two lovely faggots right here, so we need to talk.
No, I prefer faggot.
The faggots. I'm sorry.
Faggot.
He's Canadian French.
That's the worst kind of human.
I mean, he's in Minnesota, so he's basically Canadian, right?
Yeah, it's
Horrible.
Yeah,
terrible place.
So,
terrible.
Oh my gosh, Brinks.
Where do we even begin?
Well, we began on Grindr.
We did.
Oh, really?
That's how we met.
Oh, wow.
He lives in my town. And I was just like, you know, I want to actually be your friend, so this whole fucking thing's got to stop.
No, it's dead silence. Not a word from me.
Why not the first time I went over to his house?
Well, no, because he was tied
Dan,
up.
Are you enjoying my sloppy seconds?
Oh! Oh, no!
Oh, my.
Awkward!
Bradley, we have to have a talk.
I kid. He's very clean. I love Brinks, and I will officially say I actually really like this guy. I wasn't sure.
So you approve, huh?
Yes, he's sarcastic and a little bit of ass, and that's I love that in him.
He's kind of a bitch, yeah.
That is help, but he likes...
You guys are Eskimo brothers now, so you have this sacred bond.
Yeah. let's be honest. We probably fucked the same people.
Yeah, I mean...
Somewhere
get
along
around like Slater does.
Well, you know, hi.
That
so,
EBD.
EB comes beast. Anyways. Okay. So, how was your all experience with Holiday World?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was my second year here. It was his first,
yeah, it was my first
visit ever.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. This is my first ever like coaster event, like not working one. So,
and what'd you think?
It was good. Lots of nerds, but good.
Well, yeah, I
can hear the Minnesota in your voice, and it's
don't you know?
Oh, gee! Oh my God!
What's your favorite pop? My favorite pop?
Yeah,
cherry coke. Cherry coke.
What about favorite
cherry
hot dish?
Coke? Hot
dish. That's another one. Yeah.
Hot dish. Yeah, we have hot dish.
Hot dish.
What's hot dish?
What is hot dish? Like
a casserole.
You know, Archie, you two are so cute. I just hope you find some nice young ladies someday.
Yeah, about that.
You know, they're just really good friends.
Yeah, they've been roommates for 10 years.
So what was the best ride? What was the
Voyage.
Best ride?
Voyage.
Okay, good.
It's running really good this year.
It is running really good this year. And... Yes. Y'all got to say goodbye to Paula. You knew her a little.
Yeah. So I don't know her, like, personally or as well as you guys do, but it seems like she's done great things, like, as far as, like, marketing the park and, like, it welcoming enthusiasts is just crazy.
Covering up murders.
Exactly.
You know, she's the best at that.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Oh, man. Truth comes out.
Yeah.
He's seen some things in the spaghetti bowl of Voyage.
She is a lovely lady, and she's going to be missed. And again, I keep making it sound like she's dead.
Yeah. She's not dead.
Did you murder her?
Yeah. Andrew, huh?
He's got a look on his face.
I did.
Well, they're the
keep sugar away from
exactly.
Him.
It's
probably
not good.
Because of the sugar.
Well, thank you guys. Stay here. We have somebody else who wants to make a wants to say a little bit of something. The Slack Dad,
yes.
If you will.
Yes.
Chris Rankin.
Before he says anything, this is really important because it has to do with the boy that just walked away. When he first met our lovely, lovely Chris Rankin,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, the first thing he said to me, he's like, I'd let that daddy put it anywhere. I'll be honest.
He's turning redder than a cherry right now.
Well, it's a good thing this is on audio broadcast.
And let me tell you, he was really, really hoping. Never mind.
How drunk do you have to be to swing the other way? Let's just get that out of the way now.
He doesn't drink anymore, if that tells you.
Damn it!
Precautions were taken.
Now,
maybe you'll need to use something else.
This said, I didn't fully agree. I mean, I'm like, yes, Rankin is a very handsome gentleman. Mm-hmm. But then he decided to freaking send me a picture of him in, like, college days. Thank you.
What was he dressed in his college days?
Not much.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I haven't told anybody, but we do a gift exchange with our group, and he's one of them is in the group, of course.
Really?
And I had him, so I sent him specifically something special. What did I send you?
It was a blanket. And two pillowcases of the print of the image that I sent you. Blown up about 4 feet by 6 feet.
Took two pillowcases.
And I'm pretty sure we photoshopped hearts all behind it.
Yeah, it was photoshopped hearts, and my wife and my kids thought it was hilarious.
Now, what was on this picture?
From my college days when I...
He was wearing like Randy Ray Rayford boxer shorts, American flag boxer shorts.
It was pretty funny. It was good.
Was great. It was yeah, good. I didn't jack off to that at all.
No, never.
Today.
And that's why your right arm is bigger.
Red Rocket. how was your Hollywood Nights this year?
It was awesome, as always. I come for the people, not for the rides. At least that's what it's become. But it was amazing, and what everyone said is true. The rides are running super great. Voyage is my favorite, even though it beats the hell out of me. But you know, nothing compares to Voyage.
It's not right.
You can't even say it's like something. But you know, but
there's nothing.
It's just in a category completely on.
It is.
So.
And I don't know if anyone else has this experience, but every time I ride it, literally every time, I'm thinking, how are the wheels and axles handling this? How is the train not exploding?
Right.
Like nothing. I never think of that on another ride, but with that, that's my thought.
I always assume I will die on that thing.
And what better way, though, yeah. Right?
There's no better way to go than that.
Right. Thing right.
Other than a bed full of men, what better way to die than on Voyage?
I don't know. A fiery... explosion crash on Voyage sounds.
What are you carrying?
No, come on.
Well, I'm assuming some sort of Hollywood explosion.
This could happen.
This is not Roller Coaster Tycoon. It doesn't actually blow up. Okay. All right. And what do you have to say to Paula?
Well, thank you for everything you've done for Hollywood. Holiday World, sorry. I don't know Paula, but again, I hear great things from everybody, so thank you and good luck.
I sent you those pictures. Don't act like you don't know her.
No.
That was the other blanket.
Oh, was it?
The one you sent back.
I did. Uh-huh. And did you have something else you wanted to...
I do. I brought a bottle of champagne here. I want to make a champagne toast. For a few people here.
Andrew asked if he could have some.
Andrew and Alex might want some as well.
I mean, they're 20 and 30 years old.
We have a couple engagements that have been announced recently. Both Brad and Dan, and Eric and Jackie. And Woo. So we want to celebrate that.
Yes. Well, am I chopped liver?
Is there something you want to tell me?
Perhaps.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Me and my boyfriend are engaged.
Yay! I'm trying.
Yeah! Oh, wow!
That's great.
Hit it.
Oh, that, boy.
That's, yeah, we don't have glasses.
Really recently.
Congratulations, really? Nathan.
I'm still going to screw other people. Just make that real clear.
Send your submissions to
true
fuck
love
this
right
one.
There.
Yeah, exactly. This one. That guy.
To truly love someone, you must let them go to the bathhouse. Okay, we're going to go ahead as we're passing this around like hobos and drinking. Mm, that's so good.
sports teams do this too.
Now, I'm going to get to Eric because I'm going to talk about something about Eric. But real quick, I need to bring in this person that I don't even know you.
Well, oh, now we've met.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, scoot on over here, Mike.
I got to scoot in.
Yeah, scoot in.
It's
so
okay.
People can hear you.
All right.
You're lucky. Free molestation's the first visit.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But this is the second time I've seen you, so you're going to pay.
Well, the good thing is we don't have the basement.
I don't have my wallet on me.
The first time, always free.
So, Mike, how are you related to this group? Because I legitimately haven't really got to know you.
So, as most of you know, Dan the T-shirt guy.
Some of us
never heard of him.
Okay, so many of you Coast Radio.
Who's that hobbit fuck?
No, Frodo, as we call him.
Kickstand Dan.
There you go.
So I actually went to college with him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know a lot
he
of stories.
He sheds a lot.
But anyway, I went to college with Dan. We helped start the theme park enthusiast group at the Rochester Institute of Technology, where we both went to school. We became really good friends through that, and... I had never heard of Coaster Radio until I met him back in 2013 in college. So yeah. He turned me on to this whole realm of the industry, and here I am now.
He turns
awesome.
Me on too.
Oh, God, so much.
It's the extra hair.
It's the extra hair.
Yeah,
listen, I'll tell you, when you look at Dan the T-Shirt's guy back, I saw it at the water park. I was like, oh, my God, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Well, I think that's how he got his nickname, right? Because it looks like he's wearing a T-shirt all the time.
I cannot imagine all the ass that Mike and Dan did not get in college.
Excuse you. I've been dating the same girl for a long time now. Excuse you.
So all the ass you have not got.
Exactly.
Plenty of it. Now, Danny, on the other hand, I can't
plenty
speak for.
Plenty of one ass, though.
That's it. Can I say, man?
All right, so how was Hollywood Nights for you?
So this is my first time ever at this park.
Ooh, we had a virgin!
And it had been this event has been hyped up to me for forever now. I didn't necessarily quite buy into all the hype, but I wanted to come experience it for myself.
I mean, Nathan talks about it like it's the freaking Messiah.
Hype has now been bought into full and completely. The voyage is, I think, probably the most intense ride I've ever ridden. I got to close out the night, or I should say Sunday morning I was riding
yes.
the voyage.
Awesome.
Absolutely incredible. Just blew me away. Just this whole event is just crazy. I've never had the opportunity to sit on rides for 3-4 hours with a bunch of people who are just as nerdy as I am about this stuff.
Now give a kind farewell to someone that you have no idea who they are.
So I saw Paula from a distance a couple times today, and again, I don't really know her, but anybody who does such nice things for all these great people and has really done such kind things. We are currently being shown
The blanket
of the great Chris Rankin.
Yeah! All right, we will post a picture of that with the episode, so I'll get a picture of that.
Yeah! Maybe that might be one of the weekly...
You need to make another one to make it a giveaway.
or that could just go up on the T-shirt shop.
Hey, it might go up on the T-shirt side. Yeah. Speaking of which, buy a frickin' T-shirt, guys.
That's
yes,
right.
Please.
We have TeePublic. It's a web store that you can buy and support your favorite theme park podcast. That's right.
Theme park families.
Oh, get out of here.
That's comedic timing right there, my boy.
These
kids.
So my question is,
remember when I talked about abortion?
It's too late for that.
Yes, we introduced some T-shirts. There's a limited edition one
for Hollywood Nights, there was a Walk of Shame champion and the Ride of This One logo.
So new t-shirts every month.
That's right. We're going to make a new t-shirt every month. And if you guys want to come up with ideas, send them our way. And, you know. Oh, that sounds
like this, right? You might just be able to buy an Indiana tree trunk t-shirt. You don't know. Climb you like a tree. So.
But yeah, we also. This has been such a great event, and one of the reasons I was able to, you know, make it here is my.
I'm just gonna say real quick, Mike is bowing out like a bitch.
Excuse you, I'm gonna run out like 4 hours of sleep, and I gotta be at work at 6 a.m.
I didn't sleep for 3 days. Bye.
Exactly. But I appreciate you all. It's been a wonderful event. If I don't see any of you, because I'm going to
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See, I'm not the only one piecing out. I just people.
Wait a second, Ariel. You have to come give me a hug, girl.
That's fine. We need to listen to
it. We need to actually hang out again. So.
Yeah, come to bed a bunch again.
I will.
Once you put on everything.
It was awesome meeting you.
Yeah. All right, but we should continue. We have just a little bit more to do before we wrap this up. So,
bye guys.
So
we have my friend that I actually rode here. He put up with me for not 5 hours in the car.
Oh God.
And
you saint.
Yeah.
So how did you handle Goliath's freestyling the entire way?
Did anyone even say his name?
No, it's just Brian Cosson.
Oh, very. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. Yeah, it was an interesting, you know, I met Goliath probably 3 or 4 years ago, I think, at an event down at Six Flags Over Georgia. And I remember another time I saw him, he says, by the way, we're going to be doing a podcast, starting a podcast. And I had my family with me, and he says, you know, but it's going to be R-rated, so don't let the kids listen. So
unless you're Adam of Theme Park.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's funny. I told Glad the story driving down where the first episode that I listened to, it literally took me a week to get through the full episode because every time I started listening to it, one of my kids would have come in my room, and I had it, you know, going, you know, on my speakers, and I had to hurry up and pause it, and then, you know, hang out with the kids, and then, you know, listen to it again, and they would come in, or the wife would come in, because they have no idea what this is. They know I listen to Coaster Radio, and that's how a lot of us originally met, and, you know.
They know that you're into weird porn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have to share that with us later.
Will do.
So what was the best coaster for you?
You know, there's two vivid memories or events that happened. This is my second Hollywood Nights, and, you know, I think, you know, probably the most touching thing is the takeover, the Zen Ride and Voyage that we've done the last couple of years, you know, with all of us. You know, we filled the train, you know, we paid tribute to Elaine, you know, who passed away a couple of years back. But, you know, to me, that's the most touching part.
Way to bring a room down.
I know. Sorry, guys.
It really was beautiful, though. Like,
yeah, and
It wasn't a sad moment at all.
No, we all had a great time. It was perfect, you know, way to end the night last night. We did it again tonight. From the final night, we did it on Legend. Closed out our Zen Ride on Legend. So yeah, it was a great time. But probably the ride that probably kicked my ass the most was Mammoth. You know, none of us have talked about the water ride.
Yes!
So I think it was my sixth ride on Mammoth today, and the wave caught me just right to where it flung. I got the worst whiplash, flung my prescription sunglasses off in the ride. Ended up coming down the final run, spitting blood out of my mouth. Because I ended up biting my tongue. So it was an interesting ride on Mammoth. So usually we think of Voyage.
You know, a lot of people pay extra for that type of trip. It's like the porn you watch.
but it's a great event. You know, number one, it's, you know, what I've come to realize, it's just this atmosphere, hanging out with everybody. You know, this is what it's about.
The people.
I'll just interject. Like, everyone here is like my family.
Mm-hmm.
They're my extended, more fun family.
Family we're not ashamed of.
So, what do you have to say to Paula? She's going to be departing this earth.
She's definitely going to be, you know, missed, and hopefully we'll come back and visit her gravesite in the future.
Yes.
But, you know, I didn't know her, but I felt like I got to know her by listening to the Ho-Wo-Po. you know, over the last couple of years, and just, you know, how they treat, you know, us enthusiasts as part of their extended family, you know. And we've talked, you know, the 2 years that I've come, we keep talking about, you know, the employees, and, you know, this, they feel like they want to be here. And I think it starts with the management group, and, you know, Paula being, you know, the manager over communication, and just, you know, the one of the things that I thought she was really brilliant at was the teaser campaigns, you know, especially the Thunderbird campaign. Following that one, that was great. So awesome. She's definitely going to be missed.
Well, thank you much. So, Cameron, come over here. We're going to do this real quick because we're starting to run low on time, and I still need to get to that privileged white dick over there.
Donald Trump here?
Jeez. Careful, I can hear the lynching mob coming already.
So, Cameron is my brother.
Yes.
And he's been going to this with me forever. I wouldn't call you an enthusiast, but more an enthusiast of everything.
Yes.
So, Cameron, how was Hollywood Nights for you this year?
This year was amazing. Like, it was a little bit, the amount of coaster enthusiasts was like double the regular amount, but mm-hmm. I still had fun.
Hey.
Hey, somebody ordered pizza? You're the delivery man, right?
Right? He looks like he's had a few slices tonight, right?
Yeah!
Real quick, I've had a couple complaints about sound back here. I don't know who it is. I stepped down and talked to them. Oh. Just be aware that there's other people asleep and stuff.
Oh.
It's 2 o'clock, and I know you guys are having a good time, but
yeah,
just be aware of the sound.
Say hi on our podcast.
Oh, you're on the Hub Podcast.
Right? Yeah, we're recording right now.
and we don't edit either.
That's okay. I'm all right with that. So just be aware, just because
I just want to.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be quiet.
You got it.
Thank you. I'll call you, man.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for him.
So, everyone, be very, very quiet. I'll do my best. All right, so what was the best ride for you this year?
Okay. I'm going to take the Wisp path, and I'm going to say it's going to be a two-way tie. I'm going to say either the Water Ride Mammoth or, like, Voyage. It's, like, really good. Both of them are running really good this year.
Yeah.
Yes, all of that new wood on Mammoth.
Yeah.
You mean me?
Oh, that's the best ride ever.
I know, right?
So, Cameron, you kind of know Paula, so give her a fond farewell.
All right. Paula, what do I have to say about her?
As much as you'd love to give her a weird massage.
Besides that, like, I think that goes without saying, but what I have to say about her is that she's, like, the first and, like, the very few people that I see actually going. Well, I guess I shouldn't say a few. I see everybody who's working there cleaning the park and whatnot, but she's, like, one of the highest people, and the fact that she's willing to grab a dust broom and a dustpan to clean up
says
a lot. Says that she cares a lot about the park, and we will miss you.
Awesome. We will. All right. Now we will get to the privileged white dick. Now, I will say, this year, we always, our lovely friend Chris Rankin will always set up cabins for us, and he was setting up cabins, and he's like, I'm going to do a gay cabin, so he put a bunch of gay people there, and Eric. So.
Wait, there's enough people for a straight cabin? Are you, is that what you're telling me? That's possible here?
You gotta keep them segregated. So, Eric, tell us, how was Hollywood Nights for you?
You know, I had a really good time, even though wood coasters are not necessarily, you know, my go-to.
Ooh.
I gotta give Holiday World credit. I haven't been here in a couple of years, and all the rides are running amazing. The night rides were great. The staff is great as always, and, you know, I had a great time. But I gotta say, best ride of the trip, obviously Thunderbird. Come on, it's the best wing coaster. That launch,
it is a really good coaster. I'll give you that.
It is a good launch.
It is the best of its kind, yeah, but anybody absolutely who thinks it's the best coaster in this park needs to die and burn in hell.
But it's like, if, even if you say it's the worst coaster in this park, that's still like high accolades when it comes to like great coasters.
I mean, it's better than Howler.
It is better than Gatekeeper.
I mean, that's
not saying much.
Gatekeeper?
It's better than Gatekeeper.
That's a sketch.
I think we can all agree that it's better than T3.
That's easy. So give Paula your fond farewell.
So yeah, Paula. I mean,
R.I.P. Paula.
So, you know, Paula, you can really tell that she cares about the park and the whole family, really. I mean, this park, it's just, like, not like anything else. Like, the closest I can think of is, like, Knoebels. But, yeah, that's the whole family. It's a whole family effort. And, you know, Paula's been there.
I almost thought you were leading up to Kentucky Kingdom there, and I was going to be like, whoa.
Kentucky Kingdom's a different type of family park. More like a cousin's park. But, you know.
Cousins, eight, it's all the same night.
Paula, wish the best for you. You know, I'm sure you'll still be around. Just, you know, get to have more fun and not have to worry about, you know, the less fun parts about running your park, and you know, I wish the best for you in your retirement.
Yep. Right. And the reason I want to talk to him last is because it brings up a small piece of news that I'm going to literally announce immediately. We started talking about the old podcast. I'm sure a lot of people remember Theme Park Blueprints. Does everyone remember that short-lived podcast?
Crickets.
Well, sleep to that. So I immediately made some texts and we now have permission to take over that podcast. So we are going to do that, and we're going to change it, and I think Eric is going to be a part of it. I'm not sure how. Probably in a rapey way.
You can lock him in the basement. That's embarrassing every episode.
No, we don't really need to. It's obvious.
Yeah. So, well, he'll have to complete the internship in the basement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
6 months. No sunlight. It's rough.
It's grueling.
You'll love it.
It's so
you come
good
out a different person.
And a different gender sometimes.
And you sometimes come into a different person.
So, lucky.
Are you assuming my gender?
These kids.
Oh my gosh. What do we call your generation? The fuck generation?
Okay, guys. I'm ready for this. I got the Drew the Intern podcasting starter pack. I got my Rock Band mic.
He's not kidding.
He's serious.
He's serious. This is, of course, you know, we love everyone here. This has taken longer than I expected to. So we're going to go through us really quickly, okay? Yes. And we will talk more extensively on our experience with Hollywood Nights in a future episode.
Absolutely.
But we're just going to get most important thing initial. This is, well, it was Ducky and Gare Bear's very first time to this park, very first time to this event.
Yep.
So let's actually start with Gare Bear.
Okay.
So Gare Bear was very, very last minute for you to come.
Yeah, this was like 2 days before the event.
2 days, yeah.
Yeah, and Slater calls me up. He's like, hey, you want to come to Hollywood Nights? And I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Of course.
I'm at this crazy transition period in my life. I have not a lot tying me to anything. So I was like, thank you. I'm out of here. I flew out here in a second. And it was the best decision I think I made in a long time, because it was the best time.
Because he's really pregnant was now.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, if I ride those coasters any later, I'm going to lose it. Seriously, those coasters could be like an abortion clinic. Those things shake you up so good.
So good.
The way things are going, Six Flags Over Georgia, you know.
We are going to Six Flags St. Louis tomorrow, so we
Oh boy. Oh boy. And we'll talk about that. And just real quick, give Paula a super fast, and you don't really know her too well, but you know of her. So
I didn't even talk about the coasters at all.
Well, we're gonna go in depth later.
Fine.
Because Gare Bear is gonna start being more of a part of the podcast again, y'all. That's another announcement.
Yeah, woo. Woo.
He'll be more part of our podcast than Clint is on Envelope.
Well, that's always been the case.
I know. I'm here now. I mean,
that's right.
All right.
Paula, I don't know you, but you've obviously done an excellent job your entire career, because I have heard nothing but amazing things about you and your Kentucky Rumblers. And I'm sorry the price has gone up so high I can't afford them anymore, but, you know, aside from that.
Dougie, great time. This is also your first event, wasn't it?
This is my first ever coaster event, period, actually.
Wow.
I am the ripe young age of 23 still for another, like, 2 weeks.
Really?
So.
You're so young.
I am.
You're a baby.
That's why we both want to fuck him.
I know. He's tied down.
I am very tied down.
Why?
But...
You can't get away, though.
Makes it very
though.
Easy.
Yeah, makes it easy.
But as far as coaster event goes, I mean, I don't know if I could find a better one than that. Like, I can't even talk right now. Like, my voice hurts so bad right now screaming on so many of these coasters today.
The most important statement, and it just stuck with me from the beginning, is right as we hit the brake run on the voyage, on your first ride, and his first ride was a night ride, I'll make that very clear.
No trims, either.
No trims.
That's the way you got... That's the way trims. Slater introduces his podcast, Friends.
Yeah.
I swear.
He did that to me.
He did that to me, also.
You had a very different reaction, though.
I swear. So, if he did that to GP, it would just be like... Fuck you.
Big time.
That was me.
So yeah.
How'd you know?
Yeah. So, what did you say to me?
I said this. My first reaction is this ride's better than Steel Vengeance. I liked it way more than Steel Vengeance, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's a hard bar to beat for me.
Your exact wording was Steel Vengeance was my number one.
Yeah. That's what it was. That's how I put it.
And I was just like, now. Yes. And you got, like, really sexy there for, like, a little bit. Because that's, like, a hot thing for anyone to say to me. Like, that's a big deal.
And as soon as he said it, he dragged them over to the owners, and he's like, say what you just said to me.
He did. I said it to I said it to all the owners, and sure, it made their day. I'm glad.
So,
and they were like, duh.
And we're going to have you go into your full experience later on our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
But give Paula a nice, friendly farewell.
I really don't know you, Paula, but it's always amazing to hear so much about somebody that's touched so many other people. So I know that you're a great
person.
Wow, she's
not a sex offender.
I mean, she's given out a number of
emotionally
touched a lot of people. I mean, sounds like you made a family, and we're going to be sad to see you go. So,
yeah. All right, and now let's hear from the big guy himself.
The big guy himself? Oh, me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're bigger than me, wider than me. Anyway.
Oh, shots fired. Oh, girl.
Anyway.
You know what? If either of us said on anybody, they'd have a good time.
Exactly.
You know, he can get into your cabin tonight.
No, he can. It's okay.
If I wanted to, I could crawl up into his asshole, too, but that's not happening.
Bloody wings. No, it was a good trip. I'm excited I came, and I'm more appreciative of wooden coasters these days.
It's crazy.
He's progressing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But
he's now a bi rider, but he's soon to be bisexual.
No, to either.
Bullshit.
I do accept wood. Accept wood.
Yes, he does.
But,
that is my point, yeah. Goliath.
Good. I'm glad.
And you'll be feeling that later.
Oh. Yeah.
Feeling it later. I'm feeling it now.
Ooh.
So, get over here, big boy.
Oh, wow.
Well, now I know your type.
So what was your best ride of the day?
Best ride of the day?
Or
was,
both days?
Both. Best ride of the day. My favorite ride was the water coaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
I liked Wildebeest.
Wildebeest.
No, not Wildebeest.
Mammoth.
Mammoth, yeah. Sorry.
Mammoth is the ring
and
one, right?
And you switched.
Right?
Last year it was Wildebeest.
Yeah, last year was Wildebeest. Mammoth, I like Mammoth better this year.
Mammoth has, I think Mammoth has more airtime than Wildebeest.
Mammoth is a crazy ride.
Mammoth is nuts.
The
social.
I love the socialization of Mammoth.
Yeah.
You're sitting together.
I love that technically it is possible to do a thrilling form of bukkake on that ride if you wanted to.
Yes.
You do get it in the face a lot on that ride.
Yeah. It's a good practice. Yes. Give Paula some kind words.
Paula, thank you so much for all that you did for Holiday World. Thank you for giving us the inspiration for an amazing character. I loved your theming of the event. Airplane was so much fun to experience. Yeah. And
congratulations. Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Travel
now,
the world.
I feel like maybe I should say something.
Yes,
now,
please.
I'm not going to go.
Like
I'm not going to. Now, I'm not going to say a ton about the event. Everyone knows Voyage is my favorite. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with this park. I love it. It's still not as good as Silver Dollar City. Everyone else can suck it. Nothing.
I agree with that.
I will say Voyage is still better than any of the rides
yes.
at Silver Dollar City. Because it's my number one ride. Powder Keg is bae. I'll give you. But but I really want to mainly focus on Paula. Because I have known about Paula since I was like 8 years old. Like a little kid. You told me you're 30, you lying
little.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah,
next time I'll card you at the liquor store.
Just remember, McLovin is not actually his name.
Yeah. So when I walked into Hollywood Nights this year, I saw Paula. She's right at the front, so I approached her and I gave her a genuine hug and told her, you know that we love her, that I'm gonna miss her. And she gave me a hug back and she went, I'm not gonna miss any of you shits. And I'm not kidding, that's exactly what she said. She said, I am so done. Which, can you imagine dealing with enthusiasts for this
years?
It's been 30 years. She still hasn't gotten
fired. But I would just, most genuine from me and everyone who, Holiday World is what it is because of her. Yes, the owners are amazing, but she is why people know what Holiday World is. She is why this event exists the way it does.
Yeah.
We love you, Paula. I mean, as much as we've made fun of you and caused you so much stress.
Was she there at the beginning of this event?
Yeah.
Back in what you heard her saying 90s?
Right at the beginning. And she was there. 93? She was there before Raven was built. She has been here. She was here when when that happened. surfing and roller coasters, they just don't go together. But
near your duck boat.
Seriously.
We need some duct tape. I think that's the reason.
Need some duct tape.
Duct tape would have saved the duck boat.
duck dead children. But no.
Not sponsored.
Legitimately, Paula, seriously, from all of us, we absolutely love you. We are going to miss you, and we want you to not be a stranger, but I have a feeling we're never going to see you again.
So, she's going to Barbados.
She's done. She done. Yes.
She's going to be on a beach, no time flat.
No time flat. But you know what, guys? This went on way, way longer, so thank you real quick.
We haven't had the cops called.
Yeah.
It's not a Slater party until he has a cops call.
Hey. We did have the security called. So
yeah, at least Tim didn't have to be terrified this time.
Apparently our neighbors
so,
are assholes.
But we're wrapping this up for real. So you know what, guys? You know how to find us on Twitter, Ride This One Podcast. RTO Goliath, RTO Gear Pair, RTO Ducky, RTO Muscle Daddy. I'm RTO Slater. Facebook.com/RideThisOne, RideThisOnePodcast@gmail.com. And we have a phone number.
Which is 26RideThis. That's 267-433-8447.
Call or text.
I remember when we had to look this shit up before we
announced
it.
We did. Yeah. We've been said it so many times now.
Yeah,
but
true.
Seriously, guys, until next time.
Buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt, but everyone together, let's give Paula one last goodbye.
Goodbye!
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.